Rumpelstiltskin from A Wee Book of Fairy Tales in Scots. Lang, lang ago, in the days o' lang syne, there was a poor miller, and this miller had a bonny, bonny dochter. Yen day, the miller had to go to the palace to sell the king some corn. He wanted to make himself look good in front of the king, so he said, "See, my dochter, she's bonny and she's braw, but better than that, she can spin gold out o' a straw." The king was a greedy man, and his lugs waggled when he heard this. "Weel, my mannie," he said, "send her here the morn. We'll see if her gold's better than your corn." The next day, the miller's daughter came to the palace. The king took her into a room full o' straw and gied her a spinning wheel and a reel and said to her, "Now sit ye down, lass, and birl the wheel and spin this straw onto the reel. And if by the morrow it's no a' gold thread, I'm sorry to say I'll chop off your head." Then he barred the door and left the lassie to it. Well, the miller's daughter just grat and grat, for she'd nae idea hoo to spin straw into gold. But afore long, the door opened, and a wee, wee man came in. He was the maist hackit wee man she had ever seen, and he said to her, "Ay, bonny lass, here's a fine meeting. But tell me this, what way are ye greeting?" "The king thinks I can mak' gold out o' straw, but I canna do it, it's nae use at a'." "I can do that," the wee man said, "dinna ye bubble, but what will ye gie me to pay for my trouble?" The lassie took the necklace frae roun her neck and handed it over. The wee mannie put it in his pooch, sat down at the wheel, and birled it three times. Brrr, 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 and the reel was full of gold. He put on another reel. Brrr, 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 and that reel was full tae. A' nicht the wee man birled the wheel, and in the morning, when he jinked awa', a' the straw was turned to gold. The king was fair beside himself with joy, but the sight o' a' that glistering gold just made him greedier. He took the miller's daughter to a bigger room wi' even mair straw in it, and he said, "Now sit ye down, lass, and birl the wheel, and spin this straw onto the reel, and if by the morrow it's no a' gold thread, you'll leave me nae choice but to chop off your head." The lassie was just sitting down for another good greet, when the door opened, and in louped the wee, wee man. "The wythorn king treats you," he said, "it's a crime. Now, what'll ye gie me if I help ye this time?" The lassie gie the wee man the ring off her finger, and he put it in his pooch and sat at the wheel, and brrr, 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 he began to spin. And by the morn's morn, he had spun a' the straw into bonny, glistering gold. When the king saw this, he ran about the palace like a dog with twa tails. But he was still greedy for mair gold. So he put the miller's daughter in a huge, muckle room where she couldna see the windows for straw, and he said, "Now sit ye down, lass, and Birl the wheel and spin the straw onto the reel. Turn it to gold or I'll tack your life. But if you can do it, I'll mark you my wife. For the king was thinking to himself, her father may be a poor, stoury miller, but she'll make me richer than a princess with siller. After he had gone, in came the wee manny and said, oh, no, lass, it's a queen you're to be. If I spin the straw this time, what will you gie? But the miller's daughter had nothing left to gie him. So the wee man said, tell you what then, I'll make you a deal. If I spin this straw into gold at the wheel, and you become queen, the first bairn you hae, I'll tack for my ain. How will that day? The lassie agreed, for she didn't ken what else to do. And anyway, she thought, what's the chance of me being a queen? There's mere chance of the sky turning green. In the morning, the king found the hail room full of gold. And he kept his promise and married the miller's daughter and did not threaten to chop her head off ever again. A year passed and the queen had a bonny bairn and she was awfu' happy and soon forgot about the hackit wee manny. But one day he came jinking into her room and said, oh, my braw queenie, michty, look at you. I've come for my bairn, I'll just tack him now. The queen was at her wit's end and telt the wee man he couldn't take anything else he wanted or the riches of the kingdom if he would let her keep the bairn. But the man he said, no, queen, we'd a deal worked out. It's no my fault if it disna suit. Siller and gold mean nothing to me. Your bonny wee bairn is what ye must gie. The queen grat and grat and wouldna gie him her bairn till at last he took pity on her. All right, queen, to save your wain, I'll gie ye 3 days to guess my name. If ye havena got it by the end o' that time, you'll hae had your chance and the bairn will be mine. The queen sat up the hale nicht, thinking o' all the names she could, and she sent a servant far and wide to ask for ony other names she didna ken. And on the first day, when the wee manny came, she tried out names like Torquil and Dermot and Farquhar, and when none of them was recht, she tried Wally and Geordie and Shug, but to each name the wee man gied a wee loup and said, nah, queenie, nah, sorry hen, that's no my name, try again. On the second day she tried out mair unusual names like Clarty Breeks and Loppy Lugs, Neep Heed and Julie Fingers. But the wee man just gied a wee loup and said, nah, queenie, nah, sorry hen, that's no my name, try again. On the third day, the servant she had sent awa' came back to the queen with an odd tale. A lang, lang journey I hae ta'en, and I didna hear a single new name, but deep in the woods last nicht I speed a wee hoose wi' a fire outside. A wee man danced roon the fire, and he sang as he danced, and he didna tire. Oh, what a clever loon I hae been, the morrow I'll hae a bairn fae the queen, for naebody kens to tell the dame that Rumpelstiltskin is my name. Aye, naebody kens to tell the dame that Rumpelstiltskin is my name. So, when the wee man came in to see the queen a while later, she tried out a few other names first, such as Horace and Marmaduke and Jock. But to all these the wee man cried, "No, Queenie, no, sorry, hen, that's no my name. Try again." "Well then," said the queen, "I'm done in, unless your name is Rumpelstiltskin." At this the wee man flew into a fury. Somebody's telt you, he roared, and he stamped his left foot that hard it went straight through the flare, and then he pulled his other foot that hard he tore himself in two, and that was the end of the wee man. And the king and queen and the bairn lived happily ever after in their muckle braw palace.